Shulchan Menachem today, we're up to Reish Mem Dalet. This is a Sicha from the Rebbe printed in volume 24. And as we know, that we don't drink any wine, or for that matter, water, as we learned after we have done the four cups of wine. We don't want to add to the fourth cup of wine. There is, however, the Alter Rebbe brings down in the Shulchan Aruch, if somebody who is very thirsty, there is an allowance to allow them to drink wine to say another verses, some verses of the Psalm of the Hallel, as brought down in the Shulchan Aruch over there. But the Rebbe points out that this is something totally different than the cup of Elijah that we place on the table, because the cup of Elijah is something which, number one, we put just one cup for all the people at the table. This is not something that an individual who chooses and wants to drink. These are in the case only that one that wishes to drink would partake in that, whereas the kos of Elio was placed on the table for everybody. But the Rebbe has a whole discussion over here. What is the view of the Rambam? Because in the Rambam, he says there's four cups, but then he also says we should drink a fifth cup. It doesn't say drink a fifth cup, but basically he says you should pour a fifth cup. And the question is, what does the Rambam exactly mean when you should pour a fifth cup? And the Rebbe explains that he means that you pour it, but you don't drink it, which is different again than the cup of Elijah, which is one for the community. But he says each individual pours a fifth cup. What's the point in pouring a fifth cup if you're not going to drink it? And the Rebbe brings in other places, we find that there is something about a cup itself, even without actually drinking it. And the reason why we would pour it not drinking it is the way the Rebbe gives two interpretations. In the first interpretation, it is because we find in the Talmud a disagreement between Rabbi Tarfon and the rabbis whether one drinks four or five cups. So even though the ruling is like the rabbis who drink four cups, but according to Rabbi Tarfon, we're supposed to drink a fifth cup. But because drinking a fifth cup, then if the rabbis say four, you can't add an additional cup. So there's sort of a compromise to pour a fifth cup, but then not to drink it. That would be a compromise. That's one way of saying that the Rambam, not wanting to go totally against Rabbi Tarfon, because there is a discussion in the Gemara in Rabbi Tarfon's opinion, which sometimes would show that the halacha is like that. That's why the Rambam sort of compromises and says, pour it, but don't drink it. But in the other interpretation, other possible interpretation Rabbi brings down over here, is that Rabbi Tarfon, to begin with, doesn't disagree with the rabbis. And this has been discussed in the other Mefarshim, whether they disagree or not, on the commentary, on the Gemara, on the Talmud. But it's not a question, Rabbi Tarfon disagrees, but Rabbi Tarfon only adds, it's just an additional item that you place on the table. So to begin with, you didn't have to drink it. It's not only because we don't want to drink it to go against the Rabbanon, but because to begin with, it was established just to pour it and not to drink it. The Rebbe's great deal of length goes through all these details, and we'll leave this for another time. But as mentioned in another letter of the Rebbe, today we do the Kos of Elijah, but there is no room for anybody adding cups. They want to add for the Shoah, other things. That's certainly not something that we do. And of course, the plain halacha is that after the fourth cup, we don't drink even water, as we brought down yesterday and also from the Shulchan Aruch.